Welcome back into In Focus News Radio KMAN. Most of our show today has been pre-recorded, but we do have a live segment here to finish off the show. We are pleased to be joined by Manhattan Catholic Schools Principal Mike Hubka. Good morning, Mike.
Thank you, Brandon. Good morning to you as well.
All right. Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you on. I believe this is the first time we've had you on the radio station. You took over as principal over the summer, isn't that right?
Yes, officially I took over on July 1st. I was actually doing some of the work a little bit before that. So, yeah, just a little over a couple months on the job.
Okay. Well, tell us a little bit more about yourself and how you came to be here.
Well, this is actually my 40th year in education. I started down in South Central Kansas in Medicine Lodge area, Barber County, and taught for 20 years. And then I was a principal there for 10 years. And then took a one-year move out to Goodland. I grew up in Denver, so thought I was going to be closer to home. But at that time, I have two boys, and they were both here at K-State. So made more trips this direction than to Denver. And then I moved all the way across the state to the Kansas City area, and I was an associate principal athletic director at Bishop Miege High School. So there's I have some Catholic education background there. And then we, after 6 years there, decided we wanted to be a little closer to our grandkids. My oldest son lives in Clay Center and has two daughters. So Manhattan was the place we wanted to be. It's always kind of been where we've had family gatherings and tailgates and football games and things like that. And so I got a job teaching at Riley County, teaching social studies to 7th and 8th graders, and my wife got a job at the Kansas Department of Ag that missed teaching, and then she ended up getting the job as the PE teacher at Manhattan Catholic Schools last year. And so when this job opened, it was kind of a God thing. She was kind of like, at first, no, you don't need to work there. And it just was partly really a calling to come, that they needed a principal and felt I was could do that. And so here I am. So
all right. Yeah. So you've moved around. I've moved around a lot too. I know what that's like here. But yeah, that's cool. We're glad to have you here. How would you say the start of the school year has been? Kind of an unconventional start to a school year, I suppose.
Yes, the whole pandemic situation has really changed a lot in our lives, and school is one of those areas. After basically a 5 month spring break and summer break combined, we have had, today is our seventh day of school, and it's gone very smooth, actually. Our plan for reopening was put out there. People knew what it was going to be ahead of time, and our parents have done the things we've asked, because I think we've had a lot more parents in the building in the past, and we're kind of have that restricted right now. And kids have responded well to our protocols, and so I've felt really good about how school has started, and everybody's glad that we're in school 5 days a week, so when most of the other schools around are not. So it's working.
You know, we've been hearing a lot from the public schools. I know that there are some parents who are opting to pull their kids out of the public school system right now because of the unconventional way that teaching is being delivered. How have you seen an uptick in new students there at Manhattan Catholic Schools?
Yes, we also have lost a few because people are concerned, and unfortunately people have to make decisions one way or another. But we did pick up some students after 383 made their decision to not have 5 day a week school. Parents looked to us because they thought they wanted their kids in school, and I think it's really important, especially in the younger grades, that social interaction with everybody. It's really important learning aspect, and a lot of life skills come out of that. When you hear, "I learned everything I needed to know in kindergarten," was a pretty good book going around a few years ago. But we feel that having our parents wanted our kids in school, and so we did pick up some additional students. Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Well, it'll be interesting to see how everything shapes out here over the next semester, I suppose, because who knows when the end of this pandemic will be. As far as protocols for students, I guess what's kind of the daily rules that they have to abide by now? I imagine masks are part of that.
Yes, we've had masks as pretty much a central theme. I'm just looking out my window and seeing a bunch of the preschool kids walking by all wearing masks. And that we thought it was going to be harder at the younger grades for students to wear masks, but pretty much they keep them on most of the time. Our plan does say once we have 6-foot social distancing, we do allow them to take them off because nobody likes to keep a mask on all day. Or if we're outside at recess and we can have social distancing or PE where they can get spread out more. But they have to wear a mask into the building, and we have them spaced out at lunch because they will have to take a mask off to eat. And we've limited music because they said that would, you know, this being kind of one that comes in water droplets from your breathing, singing and playing instruments projects it more out. So we have music right now that's more rhythmic and things like that. So we've made a lot of accommodations to make our environment as safe as it can be through a lot of hand washing, a lot of social distancing, and a lot of mask wearing. And through 7 days, those protocols are in place and being followed, and the students are knowing what the expectation is, and it's just gone really well.
You know, somebody who's in choir in high school, and I love music, that would be the toughest thing for me, is not being able to sing in music class. But and I'm sure that's a challenge for a lot of kids right now. But, you know, obviously safety is number one here for everybody, and it sounds like everything is going as smooth as it can be. What about parents? What's their reaction been so far?
For the most part, it's thank you for being in school. I think that 5-month break and having to be parents as teachers, the way things happened back last year in March, I think a lot of people appreciate the job that teachers do. And I think it created good bonds between parents and their children, but I think they also gain that appreciation that the learning takes place in the schools, and so they're thankful for that, and just happy that it's an element of normalcy that we had from before, even though it's not the same normal, but it's still an element of normalcy from before that kind of has returned to their lives and let us move forward as we try and get through this pandemic.
And we're speaking with new principal Mike Hubka over at Manhattan Catholic Schools. Any announcements this morning that you'd like to pass along to parents or students?
Well, I've tried to be pretty transparent with things, and I send out a lot of emails to make sure we hit everybody and keep them informed. Email went out yesterday. We were supposed to have football games today. We co-op with Blue Valley up at Randolph, and supposed to be volleyball games and football games up at Blue Valley today, but there was a situation that happened up there, so those games were canceled, and I think everybody's aware of that. But with the other thing is, you know, we have Labor Day coming up, and we do want to keep our students in school, and that goes throughout our community. We want to keep the students at K-State. We want to keep our businesses open. It's just be cognizant that following safe practices relating to COVID helps us stay in school, because students come into our building, teachers come into our building, and we want to keep everybody as safe as possible and try and work to keep our community as safe as possible.
I know private schools are different from public schools here, but do you anticipate it if there is a shift at the public school level to all remote, that would affect you guys as well?
Well, our reopening plan is a little different than USD 383's plan. We do not have a percentage factor in there that if the there are a certain amount of positive cases in the community, that that would impact us. We're trying to look at ourselves kind of like you might see the NBA or NHL kind of in their bubbles, and try to keep our students in smaller cohorts so that if we have a positive case, or which is almost inevitable, that that we can still operate as a school and hopefully not have to shut down the school totally and go to online learning. So we don't, if everything we have, if we, if positive case comes, that information gets turned over to Riley County Health Department, and then they make all the determinations going from there. So it's not any personal factors or anything like that. It's just trying to make factors that's in the best interest of the health of our teachers and students, and then our families in turn with that.
I see. Okay. Well, Mike, that's all the time I have here today. Appreciate you coming on, and we'll talk to you again sometime down the road.
Appreciate that, Brandon, and have a great day.
All right. Thank you. Mike Hubka, principal at Manhattan Catholic Schools, joining us here on In Focus.